is not a man that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice.
You are blessed.
Family is actually defined as two or more people who share common goals and values. We share common goals and values, and they are committed to each other for a lifetime. For what? They reside in one place, under one roof, in the same house. Marriage is a combination of man and woman in holy wedlock to form a God-centered home. That's that of marriage. Praise the Lord. Now, hear this truth. Number three, be committed. Be committed. Every member of the family must be committed to see that the family becomes a huge success. In every aspect of life. When we talk about commitment, we are talking about willingness to give your time, energy, resources, etc. That's commitment. Commitment is willingness to give your time, your energy, your resources, etc. to make your family a success. Am I communicating with you? And if you are committed to anything, there are rules that backs commitment, because there are things you must do and there are things you must not do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23, it said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Do you hear that? All things edify what? So there are things I don't edify. That means if I'm committed to a thing, there are things I will not do. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's with. When you are committed, satisfying the desire of others becomes your priority. Commitment makes you to look at other people first before yourself. Am I talking to you, sir? Your commitment as a member of the family is first toward God and then to the members of the family. Now, listen carefully. If you're married and you want to get married, you must be committed to the marriage. Come on, say here. If you are not committed to making it work, it will not work. So you must be committed. Anything you are not committed to, you cannot excel in it. Even in school, if you're not committed to studies, you fail. Is that not true? Have you seen any student who is not committed to studies and they passed? So also, you must be committed to your marriage. Come on, say here. Am I communicating with you? Many of us get to school and did not pass because we're not committed to our studies. So also, you cannot say, I want to marry when you're not committed to the marriage. Am I talking? That's why you must be willing to give your what? Time. Because in school, you give your time to study. Is that not true? Willingness to give your energy. Is that true? Your resources, you pay school fees. You will read books. Am I talking to you, sir? You'll be committed to making it work. Because you're here. I mean, that's what I'm talking about here. Can you get what I'm saying? I mean, understand what I'm saying here. A man who is not committed to even an assignment, he will not excel. Everything that must work, you must be committed to it. Even your business, if you're not committed to your business, you will not excel in your business. Even politics, must be committed to politics too. There's nothing you are not committed to that you can excel in it. So you cannot say, I want my marriage to succeed, and you're not committed to your marriage. I mean, understand where I'm going with. Now, hear this. For instance, in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, I'll read the Good News Version. Shall we read one to go? I hate, says God of, I hate it when one of you does such a cruel thing to his wife. Make sure that you do not break your promise to be faithful to your wife. God says he hates divorce. Why do you want to divorce? You are not committed to it. Now, divorce today does not mean anything to people. Why, God, I hate? Why will you like what God hates? God says, I hate divorce. It is not an option, divorce. God says, I don't want you to divorce. Come on, sir, here. Now, listen, read the Bible very well. God says, I hate divorce. But today, even pastors say, hey, I can't marry her again. We'll divorce now. I don't care. We'll divorce now. I've seen bishops who divorce. Divorce. God says, I hate it. So if I'm committed to marriage, I make sure we don't divorce. You don't understand what I'm saying here. Read your Bible and agree with the word of God. Come on, sir, here. But now, today, you know, divorce is nothing again. In fact, as they are coming out of wedding, they are divorcing. So I don't like the guy, the way he talks to me. I don't like the way he talks to me. How can he talk to me that way? What are you talking about? We divorce here. Pastor, and they quote scriptures to back up the divorce. If the eye offend you, pluck it out. You know, when you want to commit sin, you can always look for scripture. After all, I don't want to go to hell. If I don't marry, does it mean that I will not go to heaven? I divorce. It's a lie. God says, I hate it. Say, I hate it. You cannot love what God hates. You will hate what he hates and love what he loves. Say, here. Am I talking to you, sir? In Matthew 19, verse 6, we read the scripture. But do you know that if you read that scripture, we'll always look at that scripture to look at the third party. I'm going to reveal something to you. When we read that scripture, we look at a third party mistakenly. Matthew 19, verse 6. Look at it. Wherefore, there are no more twin. But what? What therefore God are joined together, let not man. That man, in most cases, people look at the third party. The man is you. Inclusive, you don't have power to put asunder. It didn't say let no third party. It said let no man. No man, including you. Are you an animal? He said, this is my order. I have put you one. You don't have power to separate. You don't have that power. He said, hey, I have given you this commandment. Let no man, you don't have the right to put asunder, including you. But most time we read that Bible thinking of a third party to separate the husband and wife. He said, let no man that I've created, including you who married, put asunder. Did you read your Bible? You read it well? Okay. Are you sure you read your Bible well? Why do you want to separate? As I'm talking to some people, I've already separated. Go back and put your head well. Both of you separated, your nerves were not balanced. The nerves are not what? Don't take permanent decision because of temporary challenges in the marriage. Separation is a permanent decision. That two of you have some challenges doesn't mean that it's a permanent decision you take. Am I coming with you? No, that's a temporary challenge that can be overcome. There's no temptation which is coming unto man, but for every temptation that's made the world of escape. Whatever is making two of you to want to separate is a temptation. Is it what? So fight it out. Go to the word of God and find solution to it. Come on, sir, here. A young girl was telling me she wants to divorce. I said that. I said, did they force you to marry? You didn't hear what I said? I was talking to her. I said, no, I'll divorce him. I said, did they force you to marry? If you're not ready for marriage, why will you go to marriage? You want to want marriage and divorce? Did they force you? And I just got desperate people when they marry, just want that they want to divorce. I don't like him. Did they force you? Were your eyes closed? Did they hypnotize you? Why people want to say, I don't know, it's like that. Nobody hypnotizes you. You have the Spirit of God. You enter there, stay there. Come on, sir. Are you going to upset now? God hates divorce. So say, I won't divorce. In case Satan is telling you divorce, 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 tell him no divorce. No divorce.
David Abiomie will be right back. Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Abiomi. To get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen, plus 234-703-894-5714.
And if you know Bible, but most times we want to divorce, if I tell you the main reason. You know the reason why many of us want to divorce? Because it's the sin of adultery. Nobody wants to divorce that does not have another person in your eye. You cannot say you want to divorce if there's not that second person your eyes are looking at. Everybody standing on divorce is already eyeing somebody else. Whether male or female. If you see a man say, I want to divorce, I want to divorce. There's one young girl he has seen. If you see a woman say divorce, there's one man she has seen. No divorce anywhere without third party. You, this man, want to leave your wife. It's not one girl you see. You cannot say divorce if you are not eyeing somebody. Have you seen anybody who says, I want to divorce and remain single? Not one. After they make it, they still look for somebody else. All those yet to get married, resolve today that you will be committed to your marriage before entering. Don't enter the marriage institution with alternatives in mind. Be committed to build your spiritual life, to attract the kind you desire, build your mental capacity, to have solid foundation, make yourself fit, and then marriage will last in Jesus' name. What I mean by build your mental capacity, I'll digress a little bit. You want to go into marriage, most times the husband grows, the wife grows more than the man. So you two grow along with the person. Grow along with the person is the reader, read little. So two of you can converse at the same level. Are you going to say now? Also build yourself physically. Build yourself physically, because there's also physical exercise in marriage. You didn't hear what I said? Huh? You know what I mean. There's also physical what? Exercise. So build yourself. Do some exercise to keep fit. Not when your wife wants you 2 minutes, you are sleeping like wood. No. You will destroy your marriage. So build yourself. Eat well and do good exercise. Are the men hearing what I'm saying? This is Bible. Yeah, you know, some of you are too holy, so they don't preach those things, and then problem everywhere. Some men, the wife will touch him, he can't even move himself. 2 minutes is gone. No, no. Build yourself to be sound. Eat good food to be healthy. If you are sick, go and see doctors. Let them cure you quick. Let them treat you well so you can be very okay. Don't divorce, oh, because I want some more girl. She will kill you. Are you the woman to don't divorce, oh? The man you are going to meet, who told you that he's better than your husband? He's telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you. If we die, you are going to die. He won't die, oh. Don't leave your husband. The husband now is no longer good because you have seen another person. Now lie. Everybody that's out divorce, there's somebody. Yeah, yeah. There's some. I can tell you, any man you tell him don't divorce, he say no. You talk from now, no. Somebody's already there. There's no man who has no other person that you won't say divorce. Okay, is that what the Bible says? Okay. But he insists. Once more, he's scratching his head. He said, divorce, sir. I'm here to take care of you. She will kill you. Come on, sir, here. Say, no divorce. Tell him about no divorce. Tell your neighbor face to face, no divorce. And no sideshow. No sideshow. That will lead to divorce. No sideshow. One show. Number four. Amen. Trust and truth. Number four, wisdom tip for family progress. Truth and trust. They sound alike, but now they say truth and what? Trust. Truth and trust. Trust means that you place confidence in someone to be honest with and faithful to you and not abandon you. That's the meaning. It also means to have confidence and faith in the members of the family, and you expect them to be honest, have integrity, loyalty, respect, to be at the center of the family relationship. And the most reliable source of truth is the Bible. Trust, I'll be changing the words, playing with the two. Am I going to be with you? Trust is a must for all members of the family. It is not a gift. It is built with time. To be trusted, you must make yourself trustworthy. To be trusted, you must make yourself trustworthy. Trust in marriage guarantees freedom and security for all in the family. Without trust, fear, insecurity, and restriction will occur. Truthfulness between husband and wife is an indispensable part of a successful marriage. You build trust. You build what? You build it. You build trust. I work with someone and we sacked him. And he said, sir, you say you forgive, but my case, you refuse to forgive. I said, I've forgiven you, but you have betrayed my trust. I said, because you build trust. I can't just forgive you and take you back. You have to build the trust. Trust is built. Trust is what? Built. Things that destroy trust. A, you know we're number four. Are you aware of that? Telling lies. When you engage in a lie, once it is found out, you lose the trust. It's placed on you. In Proverbs chapter 12, 19 to 20 and 22. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. 20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that did truly are his delight. Shout hallelujah. Stop telling lies in your family. It will affect the foundation of trust. B, fake lifestyle. Fake what? It is wrong to present yourself as one you are not. Don't pose to have what you don't have. You know, in Matthew 21, and when he came to a fig tree, anyway, he came to it and found what? Nothing then but leaves only. Did you hear that? There are Christians that are living the fig tree lifestyle. Fig tree what? They have no fruits on them, but they pretend to have. That tree deceived Jesus. That too, sir. It was deceptive. That's a fake life. Don't talk of what you don't have and cannot do, whether as a husband, whether as a wife, even as children or any member of the family. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't pose. Don't tell the things you cannot do. It will destroy trust. See, continued failed promises. Continued failed what? Promises. Proverbs 25 verse 14. Whoso boasted himself as a false gift is like clouds and without rain. Match your words with corresponding action. Never promise members of your family what you are not ready to fulfill. Tell them I can't do this. Don't promise them and fail. It destroys trust. Am I talking to you? Especially parents hear this. Never you promise your children what you will not do. Don't tell your child I'll send you abroad when you don't have money. Tell him I don't have the money to send you abroad. I can only train you in Nigeria. Otherwise you'll betray trust. Am I talking to you? Another wisdom tip for family progress, number 5, be a communicator. I will dwell on this. Be a communicator. This area is very important. Effective communication is one of the demands for building a successful family that is ever progressive. Many of us think we know how to communicate. When I'm done with you, you know that you don't know how to communicate. Only a few people know how to communicate in marriage. And communication is what binds people together. Communication is the act of carrying on a meaningful conversation. It's the act of carrying on a meaningful what? Communication is the ability to ensure, take note, people understand not only what you say, but also what you mean. Communication is to ensure people understand not only what you say, but also what you mean. Because you can be saying something and mean something else. Am I talking to you? So they must understand what you're saying and what you mean. That's communication. And also the ability to listen to and understand others. It's the ability to listen to and to understand others. It takes time. Communication takes time, takes patience, takes hard work to be a good communicator. It takes what? It takes patience, takes hard work to be a good communicator. In the lesson of ideas, expectations and desires among members of the family. You must guide yourself not to communicate wrongly. You must guide yourself not to communicate wrongly. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, let your speech be always with grace. Did you hear that? Seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. So you must know how to answer. You don't just go, No. And when I go further, you will get what I'm talking about. He said, dead and life are where? So there's a way you talk, your communication can bring dead in the family. That's what you talk, it can bring life. You know, so make sure you're not allowing your words to hurt people. Don't curse when you're supposed to bless. Don't curse when you're supposed to bless. Am I talking to you, sir? I'll tell you qualities that makes for good communication. Qualities that make for what? You know why you need to communicate well? In Genesis chapter 3, something happened. Listen carefully. In chapter 2, God told Adam, he said, the day you eat this fruit, you shall surely die. And in chapter 3, beginning from verse 2 down to verse 4, he said, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, this is Satan speaking, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Who is speaking here? Satan to who? To Eve. He was speaking to who? You know why? Satan told her that God said, you remember in Genesis chapter 2, God commanded. Statement and commandment are not the same. Listen. God commanded Adam. Adam did not communicate properly to Eve. He came first. So there was assumption. So Eve assumed that it was a statement from God instead of a commandment from God. So Satan knew that he didn't communicate to her. So Satan came and said, did God say so? So he said, well, of course God said. He didn't say God commanded. There was a communication gap. When you don't communicate properly, assumption is inevitable in any family. Am I communicating with you? Don't assume your husband should know. Don't assume your wife should know. Communicate properly. Am I talking to you? Most times we assume because we come to church that my wife should know this. No, she may not even have idea. Most people don't know how to communicate. Am I talking to you? And most problems in families is traceable to lack of good communication.
Get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen. +234 703 894 5714. Join us on our next episode.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.